Welcome to this episode where we will be diving into a local issue that has caused a sparkling debate, not only about sports and community space, but also about aging, representation, and environmental ethics. Today we will be discussing what has come to be known as the Great Peterborough Pickleball Debacle. Let's start with the basics here. In Peterborough, Ontario, Bonaworth Park is a well-loved 7-hectare green space in the heart of the city. It is a home to 2 baseball diamonds and 4 tennis courts, which are usually used by the community members. The city has proposed a plan to replace most of its green space with 16 pickleball courts, a large parking lot, a biking track, an expanded skate park, and the cost, it's going to be around $4.4 million. This proposal has caused a major backlash among the residents, who argue that this transformation prioritizes one group's recreational needs, primarily older pickleball players, over the environmental preservation and the community-wide usage. Critics say it lacks adequate consultation, threatens biodiversity, increases the risk of urban flooding, and reduces the cooling effect of natural green spaces that they offer. Well, but behind this, the environmental concerns is a broader social question. How are older adults represented in this debate? Well, let's explore this question a little bit. Let us put our attention to how older pickleball players are being portrayed in this public eye. In traditional media like Peterborough Examiner and online discussions on different blogs and even Facebook, older pickleball players are central to this narrative. They're often shown as the main beneficiaries of the plan. Some portray them positively as examples of healthy, active aging. Others see them as a privileged individual pushing for change that primarily benefit for a narrow segment of the population. A local blog even referred to them as a group of privileged retirees, a comment that exposes underlying age stereotypes. It implies that their recreation is less worthy or relevant than of younger community members. This kind of framing aligns closely with what Elizabeth Pike describes in her article Accessing the Sociology of Sport on Aging and Ability. Pike points out the contradictory messages older adults receive. Society expects them to remain healthy and active, but when they occupy public spaces or require resources, they're often seen as a burden. Building on this, it is important to examine whether ageism is a significant factor in this, how the issue is unfolding. The Peterborough case reflects these tensions, of course. On the one hand, the older adults advocating for pickleball embody their idea of what often is called successful aging. They stay fit, connected, and engaged, yet they are criticized for supposedly monopolizing spaces or for their leisure activities being too loud or destructive. This mirrors broader trends identified by Meissner 2021 in Are You Okay, Boomer?, where ageism and intergenerational conflict intensified during COVID-19 pandemic, with the older people being framed either as vulnerable dependents or as obstacles to this progress. We also need to ask, who among older adults is able to live out this vision of active aging? As Pike notes and as Hugh and Drew 2024 emphasize in this qualitative research, not all older adults have equal access to recreational resources. Factors like income, health, race, and mobility shape who can participate in sports like pickleball. This very image of an active, engaged older athlete can be empowering for sure, but it can also include those who do not or cannot meet these expectations. Now that we have unpacked these age-related representations, let us consider what the role of neoliberal thinking in how aging and sports are formed in this debate. The promotion of pickleball, in this case, is also tied with the neoliberal understanding of aging. This is where the idea of successful aging becomes not only a cultural aspiration, but a moral expectation. Let's even discuss what in today's neoliberal society aging is referred as. Aging is often framed as a matter of personal responsibility rather than a collective concern. Older adults are expected to remain independent, productive, and self-reliant, with success in aging tied to individual choices like saving for retirement or staying fit. The perspective this overlooks structural inequalities and shifts the burden of care from state to the individual, turning aging into both a personal achievement and a marketable opportunity and industry, for example. So, as Pike explains in this, individuals are encouraged to take personal responsibility for their health and activity level. This message is clear. Aging well means staying active, consuming fewer healthcare resources, and contributing to the community. But this framing pressurizes individuals rather than facing these structural inequalities. Mayor Jeff Leal comment in support of the plan reinforces this perspective. He highlights the importance of encouraging active aging as part of cities being well strategic. However, as NUM 2024 note in the study, on representation of aging, promoting a physically active lifestyle must be balanced with an awareness of diversity within older populations. Otherwise, the dominant narrative celebrates only a select few. Let's deepen our understanding, and to do that, we will now turn to the insights offered in our academics research on aging and social engagement. And I'll try to name all of them that I have referred here. In Kim 2021 and with other authors, they all show that the participation in sports like pickleball can increase happiness among older adults, particularly by building social capital. Sport offers not only physical activity but also opportunities for connection, identity, and belonging. Reynolds and other authors in 2016 paper also document how pickleball can bridge generational divides and reshape the image of aging in positive ways. However, Hugh and Rai in 2024 provide a cautionary note. They found while many older pickleball players report personal fulfillment from the sport, they also feel pressure to perform aging correctly. This is to stay fit, cheerful, socially engaged, even when dealing with the limited or lack of a sport that helps them to play that. This performance of aging can be empowering, but it can also mask inequalities. And as we bring this discussion to an end, let us reflect on these broader implications of what we have explored here. The Great Pickleball debacle is not just a local planning issue. It brings into sharp focus the complex ways we talk about aging, public space, privilege, and environmental responsibility. It shows how older adults can now both be celebrated and criticized for the same behavior, depending on those behavior, how they align with societal expectations. Moving forward, we need more inclusive planning processes that genuinely reflect diverse community voices. Rather than framing these debates as pickleball versus parks, we might ask where else these courts should go. Could these be built on already paved land? Could investments be made into quieter court surfaces to reduce noise concerns? Could the city spaces that serve both actively aging and environment goals? Can our city make more spaces like that? We also need to recognize that aging is not one experience. Some older adults thrive in pickleball communities, while others face barriers to participation. Ensuring equal access, celebrating diverse forms of aging, and being honest about whose interests are being prioritized. These are the steps to move in a more equitable and inclusive communities. Well, this was all the time we had, but thank you so much for joining in this episode. If you enjoyed my conversation about this, I'll make sure to refer all the sources, and Elizabeth Pike's work in this podcast was a major inspiration in The Wrinkle Radio, because that made me understand how aging, ageism, and representation is important. But thank you so much for staying with me. Hopefully, we'll stay thoughtful and we'll stay active, but on our own terms. Bye.